Hello and welcome back to Almost Goddess Podcast. Thank you so much for being here and thank you for joining me in this week's episode. So as you can see, I have this new tresses and a new hair color going on. I'm summer ready, bitches. Weather update here in the Philippines. It's getting hotter and hotter. And the summer is here. It's not just around the corner. It's literally here. Like driving on the city around 10 to 2 p.m. It's killing you. Even though you're driving a four wheels, it's so goddamn hot. But anyway, I want summer. I love summer and I want to enjoy this weather. You know, I want to enjoy this weather as much as I can because outdoors are still better. Though I'm a home person right now, a homebody at the moment. But you know, I really love the sun. Not this kind of sun that is burning me, but this is more fun than when rainy season is coming here in the Philippines. Like, it's a fucking disaster. Going out raining, it's so annoying. Not as much as annoying as this summer weather. Because we don't know, we only have this for like almost 2 months. Rainy season in the Philippines starts around third week of May or last week of May. So we only have like almost 2 months to enjoy this summer heat. So preparing for some beach sesh with some friends right now over the weekends. We don't know when weekend is this, but we are now working on it to get a tan. I love some tan lines on my back. I know it's not healthy most of the times, especially when you're at your 30s. We need to take care of our skin. But I just love being under the sun. Like, I'm so much into skincare now that I'm 30. And as much as I want to be under the sun, I need to take care of my skin too. So let's do the balance. Let's have all this anti-aging sun protection elements that we need for our skin, because I believe that aging through the skin is irreversible. So right now I'm addicted. I'm obsessed with everything skincare. I'm not into as deep as retinol right now or retinoids, but I'm juggling into different products. But moisturizer and sunscreen is just my top products that I cannot live without. In today's episode, I want to talk about unconditional love and what is this really. But before we dive into unconditional love, I want to speak first of conditional love and how does it look like. Because you never know, you might be practicing conditional love without even knowing it. So as an Asian, I'm a Filipina, you know, through my skin, as you can see. I've always been recognized because of my skin. As a Filipina, as an Asian, we love it. We love this. I love, personally, I love my color. Okay, so just a little side story. Growing up, I'm very insecure of my skin color specifically. I'm very insecure because there is this obsession here in the Philippines that if your skin is fair, you're more beautiful, you look cleaner. I don't know. Glutathione products are something that you are easy to market in this country, because not everybody, but most of Filipinos are addicted to glutathione because it's been marketed that way, because they marketed it in a way that if your skin is fairer, you look more beautiful. And as gullible as I am, I have been on that trap of getting a fair skin. So when I was working as a community health nurse, we are driving in a scooter, one village after the other. So because that's the job of community health nurse. You need to go from village to village to give immunization to the kids, to the elderly. You need to go for an information dissemination to make the people aware, because villagers are rarely go to the city. And there are like village that the older people are no longer going and driving into the city. So we are there to bring the healthcare service to them. And during that time, I'm using some whitening products on my face. I'm taking like glutathione tablets. And lo and behold, I didn't get fairer. My skin has been damaged because I'm riding a scooter under the sun, though I'm wearing a jacket and a sunscreen. Still, it's difficult to do that. After that, I'm still like obsessed with whitening soap and lotions. But still, my skin don't get any fairer. Until one day, we went to the beach with my fiancé. We went to falls and then to a beach. After that vacation, I went back to the office. That's the time that I'm working as a corporate girl on a business processing office. So when I went back to the office, I noticed that there's something in my face that looks different when I went to the powder room. I didn't become fairer, but my tan is glowing. Right then and then, I decided for myself that I will no longer use whitening products nor take glutathione tablets. That's the time that I embrace my skin color. That is the time that I started to love my skin because of the glow of the tan that it gives me. That's the time that I also started loving the beach and being under the sun, which is a big turning point in my life. And it also connects to our topic for today of conditional love and unconditional love. I've been very hard on myself because as an Asian daughter, there is this conditions that has been built by our parents on us. Growing up as a nation, your parents set a standard for you to climb on, set a standard for you for love. Because they are trapped in a comparison syndrome that, look at that kid, the skin is so fair and she's beautiful. So for me as a child, you cannot even think you're beautiful, because starting with your skin, you are not fair and you're not beautiful. So when I look at my skin, I'm 10. There is a little to none commercials back then that encourages women to stay as their Filipino color. Morena, as we have called it. That is one of the conditional love that I felt growing up. Because our parents set a belief on us of how they will love us. So if you are an achiever in school, they will love you. They will give you rewards when you have achievements. They will praise you. Be a good kid, beautiful, and we will love you. Because they are forcing you, they are forcing you to be an achiever of something. At least accomplish something so we will love you. So growing up, you will chase that love. You will chase that kind of love, so you keep striving for the wrong reason. You keep getting those achievements and accomplishments for the wrong reason. Just because your parents, your peers, even your teachers in school set a standard for you. This is how it looks like on grade school here in the Philippines. That if you are the most intelligent kid in the class, they gave you all the favors. And for those kids who are not doing well in class, it feels like they've been punished to do that. They've been punished for not doing well. But little did they know that they might be talented in different things. They might be talented. They might be even more skilled than the most intelligent kid in the room. Maybe that kid who are intelligent have an unfair advantage. So I want to talk about unfair advantage, but on a different episode. That would be nice. That would be amazing. All right, so as we grow up, we adapt that conditional love that has been built for us by our parents, by the people that surround us. So even though they are no longer around you, maybe you are not living with them anymore, but you are still practicing that conditional love now with yourself. I will love myself when? I will be happy when? When will that time? I will love myself when I achieve that skinny body. I will love myself when I look good in the mirror. I will love myself when I achieve this. When I become this person. When? And then you get to the when part, climb that corporate, get that skin, being looking good. And then what's next? What is next after that? You will then again set another mountain in front of you that I will love myself when, again and again and again. Because it's a cycle. You are giving yourself conditions for you to love yourself. Is that really the love that you want to give yourself? Is that really the love that you want other people to give you? Let's say peer pressure. You have friends who are always asking you out. And you don't like going out that much. Because you're an introvert, you like staying home. But these friends only just being nice to you, because you are going out with them. And then when you stop going out with them, they distance themselves. Do you think those are your true friends? I don't think so. So why are you doing that to yourself? Why are you even giving conditions to love yourself? First is awareness is always on the table on this thing, because self-mastery, the first layer of self-mastery is for you to become aware. For you to become aware of that fog between you and yourself. Being master of your own self, awareness is the first layer. Because if you see yourself from a different perspective, say you are watching yourself in front of the movie, what do you want your life to look like? How is that movie running? What is even the genre of your own movie? Thriller, romantic comedy, comedy, action, spy movies. I love spy movies. How do you want it to look like? How do you want the love for yourself? Are you giving yourself a hard time? Are you even thanking yourself for getting through life every day? Are you even thanking yourself and praising yourself for resting? Rest is essential for being productive. So are you even congratulating yourself when you get a full 8-hour deep sleep? Are you even patting yourself at the back for being productive for your business for only 2 hours, 30 minutes to 2 hours every day? It's better than nothing. So one of the first way for you to practice conditional love with yourself is mirror work. So how does mirror work works? Every day, set a time for yourself to be in front of the mirror, like the actual mirror. Look yourself in front of the eye and say, I love you regardless. Look at yourself in front of that mirror. Eye for an eye. I love you. You look amazing. You look great. So before we do that, the best way for you to start practicing unconditional love with yourself is stop criticizing your own self. Be kind with your language with yourself. Your subconscious mind is listening to you. Let me give you an example. Say you did something stupid. And you told yourself, I'm stupid. I'm so stupid of doing that. I'm so stupid even thinking about it. Think about it. Think about those words. You are telling yourself you're stupid, regardless. Now I want you to rewrite the script of that. Well, that is stupid. That is a stupid decision. That is a stupid action, but I'm not. That action is the one stupid, not you. Not you as a whole. That specific action is the stupid one. That specific decision, not you. To learn to be kind with yourself, with your words. When you go see yourself in front of the mirror, look at yourself from head to toe. Look at yourself. Oh, I have a nice hair today. It's not a bad hair day. Oh, it feels like my skin is glowing this morning. You know, I look beautiful regardless of what I wear. That should be your language every morning. But the opposite is, but there are most instances are conditioned for you to criticize yourself even more. when you look at yourself in the mirror, oh, I look so fat. I look so tired. I think I have some fine lines now on my eyes. Girl, how will love you if you don't love yourself first? If you start criticizing yourself, you go down the spiral of a rabbit hole of negativity the whole day. You will attract that energy because you started with yourself. Now you started criticizing yourself. It started there. And then you're driving at work and traffic. Now you start again criticizing other people of the traffic. And when you get to work, same thing. You will attract those energy because you started with yourself. I encourage you to start your day positively talking to yourself, regardless of how you look like. Mel Robbins has this book about high-fiving yourself. Look at yourself in front of the mirror. Say to yourself, I love you. If not, you need to start with a high five. High five yourself in front of the mirror. Because it's cheering yourself up first thing in the morning. You need to cheer yourself up first thing. So high fiving yourself is like cheering yourself up. Hey, midday, we got this. Hey, we are celebrating first thing in the morning. Hey, I love you. Regardless, look at yourself in the mirror, smile. Smile and cultivate that positive energy within yourself first thing in the morning. Smile at yourself, look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. I love you, girl. I love you, bitch. I love you. Regardless of what you're wearing, regardless of how your hair looks like first thing in the morning, regardless if you have that eye bags or that dark under eyes, say to yourself, I love you, self, every day. In my journal, at the end of every entry, I write, we got this. Let's do this, self. We got this, self. Regardless of what I'm writing, if I'm writing for any aspirations or desires or even gratitude, thank you, self. When I'm starting to write some gratitude entry, I start with thank yourself for getting through this day. Thank yourself for thriving. Thank yourself for surviving. I love you. We got this. Now, after this episode, I want you to practice one simple. May it be the mirror work. May it be your language with yourself. I want you to practice unconditional self-love. Because no one can set conditions for you to love yourself. You need to stop that cycle of what your upbringing gave you. You need to parent yourself at some point. Those upbringings are just energies that have been passed from generations to generations. From my grandmother to my mom to me. And it's out of my control anymore. I cannot change them. And maybe those are the conditions and instances that they need to grip on to survive in that generation. So I encourage you to start breaking that cycle within yourself. Know that it's no longer you. Send gratitude to your parents for surviving that generation. And just be grateful for that experience. And start cultivating unconditional self-love. Because it always starts with you. How other people treat you, it's just equally how are you treating yourself. If you're treating yourself with conditional love, it will be easier for other people to set conditional love for you. But if you're practicing unconditional love with yourself, other people will see it. And other people will feel that energy within you. Some people will back off. Some people will get triggered. And it's none of your business. It's none of your business, regardless of how they perceive you. The most important thing is, how do you see yourself? How do you see yourself and how do you love yourself unconditionally? That is it for today's episode. I hope you get some nuggets of wisdom from this episode. I know there are a lot of tough love somewhere there. Thank you so much for joining me. Please send this episode to someone who do you think needed this most. Please don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and rate me down on Spotify. If you want to watch the video episode of this podcast, you can tune in to @RuveaWanda in YouTube and same as my Instagram. Come say hi. Send those questions and feedbacks over my DM @RuveaWanda, RuveaWanda. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. I hope that you're living your life with magic and wonderful surprises. Enjoy the week and see you again next Wednesday for another episode of Almost Goddess Podcast.